one of the senior managers, and we consider him the captain of the senior managers this year. Matt joins us on the show this evening to wrap up his season. And do they give you an extra year if you want it, Matt? Has that been told to you yet as far as COVID's concerned?
I don't know if it's like the players where they're granted another year, but I think I'm going to be on pace to graduate in May, and while it's probably an option, I don't know if I'll be using that extra year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how you got involved in basketball, if you played at the high school level or growing up, and about your involvement in basketball, period.
Sure. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. Born and raised there. And then when it came time to choose a college, I applied to a handful of schools in and around the Cincinnati and Ohio area. But it basically came down to either probably staying at the University of Cincinnati or coming to IU. Not the biggest Ohio State fan. That was one of the other options. That was probably the last place I would have wanted to choose. So it was basically between Cincinnati and Indiana, and kind of sat down with my family, and we decided that, you know, kind of going somewhere far away, while it's not too far, it's only about 2.5 hours exactly, but, you know, kind of experiencing something new, being in Cincinnati the whole life, it, you know, can get a little repetitive, and you see the same places every day. So I decided to come here, and dealing with basketball growing up, I mean, I've always loved basketball since I can remember, and I played up until about the junior high level, and then everyone kind of grew and I didn't, so it was either be the point guard and my ball handling skills probably aren't the best, or switch to another way to still be involved in basketball, but at the same time still being very much, you know, in love with the game and very involved. So when I came down to high school, I sat down with the coach and discussed different ways that I could be a part of the team while not maybe, you know, playing on the floor, and he said that I could be a student manager for the team. So I didn't really know what that was going to be right away, but I did it all 4 years. First couple years were for the JV and freshman teams, kind of helped along with them, practices, games, you name it. And then I think junior and senior year, I was with varsity and got more hands-on with the kids my age and year older and whatnot, and just grew, my knowledge grew so much learning from my high school coaches. And then I also, senior year, was able to work with an AAU organization in the area called Shining Star Sports, and I was an intern for them and helped a lot with operations and website building and, like, tournament and travel help, and helped a lot with their organizer, whose name is Alex Meacham. And then he kind of put me in touch once I told him that I was going to Indiana with some of the staff here that he knew, and the rest is history from that point on. But it's been a heck of a ride, I'll tell you that.
What have you enjoyed most about being a manager?
I think just being around so many great people, the players, the staff, and the other managers. Just I have a whole new family now. Like, the Indiana basketball family is incredible. And before coming here, I'm going to be completely honest, I had little to no, like, knowledge of Indiana basketball, but holy crap, it's legit. And just the professionalism behind everything is incredible to see. And I've just learned so much each and every year. From freshman year, just standing there like with a blank stare, and just at practice every day, I just stand there and like watch, and like to now where I've, you know, become a senior and more of a leader in the group. It's just been a heck of a ride, and just wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Now, there are 6 senior managers on your staff. That's the biggest number I can ever remember at Indiana for all these years. How did that happen, number one? And number two, you guys as seniors, and most of you have been around all 4 years, had to make it easier for you guys.
Yeah, like I said earlier, like, all the managers are really close, but the senior group has been together all 4 years, like you just said, and we've become even closer, and I actually live with another one of the senior managers, so, like, just the back to, like, the whole family, and we just value each other's time so much, like, spending it with one another, and as it comes to a close, and these last couple months, both within basketball and then just being on campus, it's kind of bittersweet, but, yeah, we're all, pretty excited to see where we all go next and, you know, staying connected through and through.
What do you plan? And we've got about 30 seconds left here. What do you plan to do with your degree and what do you hope to do after Indiana University?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to continue being in the basketball world in some capacity. And I am focused more on operations and sort of what goes behind putting the product on the floor. So being really organized in that and, you know, trying to find what's next for me is going to be nerve-wracking but also exciting at the same time. But I'm looking forward to it and the process and everything that's going to go into it.
Well, Matt, you've been a treat to have. I know the guys think that you're terrific in, as far as the student manager group is concerned. You've done a great job there at Indiana. You make everybody proud, and congratulations on it, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me tonight.
Matt Miller, student manager for the Indiana basketball program. We'll be back with final thoughts right after this on Learfield IMG College.
Centered around you, it's more than a tagline at Centra Credit Union. So when you bank at Centra, you're banking with people dedicated to making your life easier. We listen to you, work together, and offer solutions to put you on the path to success. Join the Centra family and see the difference for yourself. Centra is a proud sponsor of Hoosier Basketball. Centra Credit Union, centered around you. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity. Visit CommunityCars.com to shop over 800 vehicles all in one place. Ford, Lincoln, Chevrolet, Kia, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. All of our pre-owned vehicles have been inspected by factory-trained technicians and come with a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty, so you can drive off with confidence. At CommunityCars.com, you'll find a huge selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Try our shop-by-payment system to help you save time and money from the comfort of your home. CommunityCars.com. Purchase in minutes, not hours.
Visit Bloomington and South Central Indiana's Royal on the East Side today for a large selection of new and used Subaru, Volkswagen, and Audi vehicles. Their large and diverse selection of both new and used vehicles ensures that they have the vehicle for you, no matter what it is you're looking for. Stop in and visit them today. Conveniently located just across from College Mall on 3rd Street. Check out RoyalOnTheEastSide.com or call 812-332-3333. So why wait? Come test drive a new Audi, Subaru, Volkswagen, or one of their many other quality used cars, vans, trucks, or SUVs. Royal on the East Side is a proud sponsor of IU Athletics.
If you're out of work or can't get health benefits from your employer, here's some great news. The health insurance marketplace has reopened. It's a brand new chance to get affordable health insurance from CareSource. CareSource Bronze plans have small, manageable copays for basic benefits, like doctor's visits and most prescriptions. A lot of other plans will make you pay full cost on just about everything until you reach your deductible. You can save thousands. So choose CareSource. Real. Smart. Marketplace health plans. Enroll or switch by May 15th at CareSource.com.
Keep up to date on the local sports scene during Saturday morning sports talk here on WREF 97.7 ESPN Radio. This is Ryan Wagler inviting you to join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we hear from basketball coaches discussing Friday night's games and previewing the upcoming big games. Saturday morning sports talk is brought to you by Glenn Dyke, attorney at law, Pro Rehab, Healthy Spaces, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union. Saturday morning sports talk this Saturday at 9 a.m. with me, Ryan Wagler, here on WREF 97.7 ESPN Radio.
The University of Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles play here on ESPN 97.7 FM ESPN Radio. And don't forget Stan Gerard on basketball every Monday night at 7. Coach Gerard will talk about his team and the upcoming opponents. The weekly show is brought to you by Taroni's, Martin Woodruff State Farm Insurance Agent, by Mark's Mattress Outlet, by Allstat Office City, and by Banterra Bank. Join us this Monday night at 7 o'clock for Stan Gerard on basketball right here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Rep.com.
As we wrap up this evening, we remind everyone that tonight's show has been seen on the IU Basketball Facebook page later in the week, and we've been brought to you by CommunityCars.com. Visit CommunityCars.com to shop for over 800 vehicles all in one place. CommunityCars.com, purchase in minutes, not hours. As always, a special thanks to our Learfield studio technician, Ryan Clark, tonight, and to our on-site engineer and producer, Jake Robinson, whose expertise in his field is quite simply the best in the business. A major thank you to Basketball Media Relations Director J.D. Campbell, who supplies us with our guests, coordinates all of our interviews, and provides us with reams of information that is crucial to our broadcasts. And as always, a special thanks to all of our radio affiliates across the state who air these shows and to those advertisers who support those stations throughout the year. Don't forget to join us on Thursday when IU will meet Rutgers in the Big Ten Tournament. We'll have the pregame show at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and the tip-off at 6:30 on most of these same IU Network stations. Thanks for listening this year, everybody. This is our final show of the season, and I'm Don Fisher, and this is Learfield IMG College. So long, everybody.
On the CareSource Radio Network, this has been Inside IU Basketball with Coach Miller, presented by CommunityCars.com. Shop over 800 vehicles all in one place. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the CareSource Radio Network.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
ESPN 97.7 The Ref presents Stan Gerard on Basketball, a weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program, featuring comments from the coach and a member of this year's USI team. Stan Gerard on Basketball is being brought to you by Tironi's, Allstott Office City, Banterra Bank, and by Martin Woodruff, State Farm Insurance Agency. Now with USI head coach Stan Gerard, here's the host of the show, ESPN's Dan Agurski.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. And from the sound of it through your radio, you know that we are not virtual tonight. I'm not at home. Stan's not at home. We're together for the first time in a while. And what an exciting time it is for USI Basketball. But first and foremost, it's really exciting to have this guy sitting right next to me. Been through a lot the last month or so. How are you?
I'm getting better every day, Dan, and I want to thank everybody for their text messages and wishes, and we're doing good, man. I'm up and moving a little bit, and feel getting better every day. Thanks for asking.
All right, so yeah, we're here with Tironi's with you until 8 o'clock, and certainly the news over the last 24 hours with regard to this basketball team. We'll get to that, but I know you're excited. But I can't imagine what the fans here at Tironi's and those that are listening, how excited they are to get a chance to see your basketball team in person on Saturday.
I guess that means everybody has tickets already.
Yeah.
but it's an exciting time for USI and our student athletes. Telling you earlier, these guys have been through a lot with the stopping and going of the season. The 15th, I think it was.
Yes.
Since our last game, and then the sacrifices they've made, not seeing their families. So they'll get a chance for the first time all year for their parents and other family members to come out and watch it. And then you guys, we're excited, man. And, what better time to get our fans back, because we need those 10 points we've been missing all year.
Well, really, and you know, to be at this time of the year, and, you know, I mean, there's not obviously any basketball to talk about as far as games, because there hasn't been a game in 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago today, I think, was the last game, and it'll be almost 2 days shy of a month on Saturday when this team plays March 13th. The last game was February the 15th. So if you could, Stan, and again, we've done, I mean, from a physical standpoint, you couldn't be with us the last couple of weeks. We had Coach Spruance. We had Coach Aldridge on. Those guys did a phenomenal job talking about it. But just kind of bring us up to date for the fans here and those that are listening, kind of what's been going on with your basketball team and where you are right now today.
Well, as you all are well aware, we was diagnosed. Our team, we had a number of guys on our team with COVID. I'm trying to put this mask back up. With COVID, after the Drury game, if you guys remember, we played Truman State. and they stopped the game. I think the score is 11-11 to let us know that in our previous game that there was a couple of players at the time from Drury that had COVID. Well, a couple of players ended up being nine. They had nine players of COVID, and I think about four or five of those guys played 30-plus minutes. So at that point, after the game on Tuesday, I began to start to feel ill. I waited about a day. I just thought it was just a common cold and ended up going to get tested, and I was the first one that was affected by Drury. And listen, it's not their fault. It's just the way it is. I can't blame those guys, but I was the first one affected, and then a couple of days later, we had about three more guys infected, and then I would say by day four or five after the game, we had about four more of the guys. So we were down to no coaches. Myself and one other coach on the staff had it, plus about six or seven players. So we were down to about six players for the conference tournament. I just saw my guys last week for the first time since the 15th of February. So it's been a struggle because I'm used to seeing these guys every day. They're used to seeing me. That's why you hire great assistants, man. These guys did a great job of holding it down over there with the six or seven guys we had. I know it was hard not having a full team, but we found a way to make it work. So guys are now starting to come back. I know John Mark and Hall and I, we talk about the possibility of playing in a conference tournament. And by rule, I'll pull this thing down. By rule, you can play with seven players. They want you to play with eight, but we had six. And we probably could have played, but the six I had was three centers, and my point guard, and a walk on, and a power forward, and some guys never played. So I just felt like, and John Mark and I, we just felt like the best decision was to sit out in the conference tournament, because had we went into the conference tournament, I don't think the committee would have said, hey, they only had six players. You lost. So it was a gamble, and I tell you guys what, when that conference tournament started and Truman State loses, Wayne State loses, UMSA loses, I started second guessing the decision we made, because I'm telling you, we had a board in the office of both brackets, and I had one in my car, I had one at home on my desk, and in my backpack, and I was updating it, and my wife told me to drive myself crazy because I have my phone on, I have my computer on, had the desktop on. I was watching two or three games at a time just trying to keep up. And every time someone lost, she saw the mood on my face because it was just sucking life out of me. I was already down, but I was just so concerned that we wouldn't be having this meeting today because we didn't make it. But through the grace of God, the committee gave us a reasonable favor because they looked at our strength of schedule, our RPI, and some of the teams we beat. And we're in. So just an amazing feeling as a coach. And again, I'm proud of my guys because, you know, it's easy to quit. It's easy to quit. But they hung in there with the assistant coaches while I was down. Those guys did a great job with their attitudes and leadership. And last night we had a chance to go down to Danny Fullerton's loft downtown. We took our team down there and did a private viewing. And we got in trouble this morning from John Mark because we was in there at all. No one had a mask on. So I got called to the office this morning and got my hand spanked. But I apologize. That was not a great move. But we had a chance to go to Danny's loft with the team and hang out. And when our name got called, that video sent chills to my body because our guys were finally celebrating. I saw some tears from myself and a couple of the guys, just tears of joy. Because we're here again, so we're really excited, and we're going to do our best to take it home this year, man.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously you look at that and the decision to not play in the conference tournament, and I vividly remember after the game at William Jewell, you said, okay, we have our 11 games in. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the level or number of games that you had to play to get in. And then, you know, last week as that conference tournament was unfolding, you know, here's Drury, a team that had a bunch of those guys, as Stan just talked about, you know, affected with COVID, and they're in a position where they have to play. They don't really have a choice. And, you know, say what you want about Drury, but, you know, they took eight players to Southwest Baptist and beat that team 99-97.
They played great basketball.
Yeah, and I remember after the Drury game, he said, I don't think I want to see them in the postseason. And I'm thinking, okay, they go ahead and beat Southwest Baptist. Then they go into St. Louis and beat St. Louis on Saturday, and I'm like, man, this team is going to get there, and they're going to take a bid. And then you look at the GLIAC, and Ashland swipes a bid after they beat Michigan Tech, and I'm thinking to myself yesterday evening, waiting for the pairings, it's going to come down to USI and UMSL as far as who's going to be that, you know, that sixth team in there. And I'm thinking, okay, our winning percentage was a little bit better than theirs. We probably had a few better wins. I mean, the loss to Rockers right now probably doesn't look too good, but the loss to Indianapolis, not bad. The two losses to Truman, they can strengthen the schedule. You know, maybe that will be in our favor because I think UMSL finished 12-6, or 13-6, whatever it was, and USI goes 11-4. So I know when our producer, Corey Clayton, was faxing me every 5 seconds last night about all the updates and everything.
Do you still get faxed?
Or not facts, text. but, I mean, it was just, it was. I mean, I thought after that yesterday, I'm thinking there's probably a pretty good chance that we won't see this team play again this year.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. We sat around all day. We practiced. We watched the championship game of Lewis and Drury. And Drury just ran out of gas. You know, Lewis did a great job of speeding them up and making them play faster because they were short on numbers. And Lewis just sped them up and made them play out of the comfort zone. We watched that game in the office prior to practice, and then one of our players had his phone down on the court. One of the guys who just came back from quarantine who didn't practice had his phone down keeping up with the score. And I should have told him before practice not to let he was giving me the scores, but I should have told him before practice not to tell our guys because when that game was over, our practice level was really high. But once they found out that Ashland won, practice level went down to a low because we were so discouraged and worried about getting in. So, like I told those guys, we control what we can control. You know, we did our part, I felt like, and we just got to wait and see what happens. And our name was called to play this weekend. And, again, I can't be more excited for our guys.
Well, and it certainly was, it very tough last 3 weeks for this team. So how have they handled it? I mean, you know, you look at times like this with adversity, you look at your seniors, you look at guys that, you know, I know last week I had Josh Price on my radio show and I said, well, how confident are you that we're going to be in the NCAA tournament? He said, without a doubt. He said, I'm not even worried about it 1 second. And I thought about Josh yesterday.
Don't believe that because last night when we were all sitting there watching that video in that room, Josh went back into the bedroom and closed the door. until he heard us cheer, when he heard us cheering and screaming, he knew it. He ran out then. But don't believe that for a second. So when you get him back on the show, I know he's listening. You call him out on that because he was worried just like I was.
Okay, so just the overall. I mean, obviously now this team is excited about, you know, Saturday night. But how did practice go? The full team is kind of back together now. So what can you do this week with regard to the protocol? How hard can you go? How light will it be at times? And then when do you really just kind of focus in on the task at hand on Saturday?
I don't know what light practice is, Dan. We got them in there today. We practiced at the Ford Center today, so we got a chance to go in there and check out the environment, get some shots up. So we had a couple hours in there today, and thank you to those guys at the Ford Center for getting us in today. But we were told to go because when those guys come out of quarantine, it's a 5-day return to play protocol, but they also got to get an EKG on their hearts. So they're okay. So we had our last two guys get their EKGs today. And so this is their first day back. And we played the old hockey game where they just sub in. I told them to get two reps, and then we'll just, as they're running down the court, sub out. But they're winded. But the attitudes, today's practice was probably one of our best practices in a long time because they were excited to get the gang all back together again. And I tell you what, over the past, 20 days of quarantine, some of the things we did as a team, we had Zoom calls together. We were sending daily inspirations to each other every day to, you know, keep your head up, phone calls, study hall on Zoom so we can watch our guys stuff. So we did a lot. We try to be as creative as possible. And I know it's different, but it's the world we're living right now. And our guys did a great job of just buying into whatever it is we were trying to get done via Zoom, via inspirational text messages. They were sending comedy over text from Twitter. So it was just we somehow made it fun. And today you can it's amazing where we are now. You've been around us, Dan, all year. It's amazing where we are now versus where we were back in October, November. I didn't think we'd ever get here, you know, in terms of the unity on this basketball team. But it's unreal right now. These guys are pulling for each other. I think the experience of Mateo, Josh, Tyler Dancy, maybe miss a couple, James Coyle, those guys who was here the last time we were here in this tournament. We walked into that Ford Center today. I talked about our preseason, our last day in the preseason. We took a 2.5-3 mile jog downtown. Not me. And we ended at the Ford Center. We went inside there and we talked about the atmosphere, how it was, a couple years ago when we made that run. And I said, we're gonna get back here at some point, but it's not gonna be easy. We gotta put a little bit of hard work in and really apply yourself to the task at hand and come together. Walked back in there today and I said, hey, I told you guys back in October we were gonna be here, but now we gotta finish the job. And, Mateo and Josh, they taking these guys by the hands and everything and pulling them all in. And I love our chances. I love our draw. You know, we on the other side with Lewis, Michigan Tech, and to meet Truman in a championship game, if they make it, if we make it, it's going to be great because those guys have taken it to us a couple games, and we're really excited about the possibility of getting to play those guys again.
All right. We're live here at Tirardi. Stan Girard on basketball. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Benny and the Main Street Boys making noise
at Tirardi.
Ain't nothing but a pizza party
at Tirardi.
Benny and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Benny and the Main Street Boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Tirardi's.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Martin handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else, and more money too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Keith, I don't know. I can't even start making two.
All right, welcome back. This edition of Stan Girard on Basketball. We're live here at Cerrone's with you until 8 o'clock. Eagles getting set for the Midwest Regional coming up on Saturday night, 8:30 against Lewis. During the break, you said we've got a very special guest that is listening somewhere in the state of Alabama tonight.
Yeah, he said he's listening anyway. Coach Pearl, if you listen, congrats on win number 600. He beat Mississippi State the other day to earn his 600th win, and really proud of him. The job he's done, it all started right. I told him today when I was talking with him, I told him I was chasing greatness. You know, the job he's done, Coach Boldinghouse, Coach Hurtis, Rodney Watson, those guys have done a great job, and those are big shoes to fill, man. And I know Rick felt the same way. Yes, it's his birthday coming up. But the shoes that Coach Hurtis had to fill from Bruce, and then Rodney from Rick, and now me behind Rodney, those are big shoes to fill, but I'm happy about it. It's been a fun process, and we'll see if we can duplicate what Coach Pearl did back in 1995.
Yeah, well, you were obviously part of that, so, I mean, you know all about it. And I just remember when he came to town, and I think the first game that he coached for USI was against a school called Indiana Tech, and it was like 100-40. And I'm like, this brand of basketball, he's coming. I said, this is going to be pretty exciting. I might have to hang around for a while. That was 1992.
And you're still here.
I'm still here. So, you know, it's been an exciting, obviously last, whatever, how many years that is, 28 years or whatever it is doing USI basketball. But it's been fun. And obviously with the coaches that you mentioned, and even before that, It's just been great to be a part of USI basketball for so long. So the team now, as you get set for this week in Lewis, and again, talking to Coach Spruance and Coach Aldridge last week, and they were talking about making practices fun, doing stuff. I mean, you got six or seven guys there. You don't know what the immediate future holds, but just doing some things out of the ordinary to kind of keep everything light and having some fun. And they did that, and talking to some of the players, they really kind of appreciated that.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, I tried to practice playing as much as possible when I was home, but my wife told me to let those guys. That's why you hire guys like those two, because they know what I expect and what I need, and they did a great job of making practice fun. My biggest thing when we had six players, let's cut the day short. Let's make it short and sweet. Get them in and out so we can keep these guys excited about coming back the next day, because it's easy to get bored with six players. You're not getting up and down. It's all shooting, half court, and some defensive stuff. I remember going back to practice my very first day back, and I didn't go in. I stayed up top and watched because I wasn't ready to get down the court yet. And just to see those guys work and how the coaches were engaged, it was a fun sight to see, because, you know, I wanted to make sure I hired guys that when I'm not around, I trust them enough to, you know, keep the boat afloat. And they did a great job of doing that. So I tip my hat off to those two guys for the job they've done and keeping it fresh. And I think it developed relationships that they didn't have with a couple of guys, you know, made it even better. The relationships better. They had a chance to do a lot of one-on-ones, some individual, just some meetings, just talk about what they had going on. And it was great, you know. And I think they got a great glimpse at some of the things I go through as a head coach. And it was good for those guys. And I think that just kind of prepared these guys, getting them one step closer to being head coaches at some point.
So this week, I think I probably know the answer to this question, but the fact that you guys haven't had any live game experience now in 3 weeks from today, this week in practice, you are probably not allowed to bring in some guys just to play like an not an inner squad.
Yeah, we're allowed to do that. Okay. We're allowed to bring in former players, but I said I was going to do it last week, and then once last night I decided against it, because we still have about three or four guys who never had COVID. So we have the ability to test them when they come in out on campus rather, and then throw them in. I had some officials lined up to come in and so we can play a live scrimmage. But the more I thought about it, it's not worth the risk. You know, we just got to figure it out with what we have, because, you know, we get one guy with COVID, we're done. You know, we're done. So, and again, we have no control over this pandemic. And the more I thought about it, I talked myself out of it, you know. So we're going to just roll what we have, and hopefully by Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be able to get them down a little bit.
So was today's practice the only one that you guys will get at the Ford Center this week?
We have the option of going back in tomorrow or Wednesday. But the problem is you have to be out by 3 o'clock. You know, today's practice was 1:30 to 3 o'clock. And, you know, it was great to get out there, but we need more time, you know. So we may set up some individual instruction. We're just going in and just get some shots up in groups of fours over the next couple of days, and then we'll come back and practice. But I got to be careful with the guys who just came back from quarantine, because we're still in that five-day protocol, and I don't want to wear them down. And then we got a couple other guys who are not in quarantine that are gym rats, and they will be in there all day if we don't monitor. So we got to be careful, because we're going to play a few games over the course of the next 3 days, right? That's right. So we're going to play a few games. So we got to be careful. We're going to come in. I tell you what we're going to do with our game being at 8:30. We're going to practice Wednesday night, and we're going to break the two-team, break up, how many guys, 6-6, 7-7, or whatever, and I'm going to put my officiating shirt on and my coach's arm. We're going to play a game that way with just us, so we can keep it safe.
All right, so that's all coming up. Just kind of with this team now and where they are, we already talked a little bit about physical and how you're going to limit it a little bit this week. Will you be able to ramp it up a little, like Thursday and Friday, and kind of go full go, or will that happen before?
Absolutely. So our goal is to take it up another notch tomorrow. We have to take a day off. You got to take a day off every 7 days. So we decided to go Sunday, Monday, take tomorrow off. We're going to come in for treatment. We got to do code of conduct things. We got a lot of things we have to do. for the games this weekend. So tomorrow's our day to do the tickets. You ever watch the Super Bowl, the guys have a day to do tickets and media. So we'll do tickets tomorrow, code of conduct. We got to check into the hotel downtown. And once we go in, we can't come out. So we got to watch that video and explain what's going on and how it is. And the thing is, Dan, and I share with everybody, once you go into the hotel for the tournament, you're kind of like in a bubble. And we got to get tested the first day 3 times before we go to practice. And then after that, we'll test every single day. And then after the days of testing, rather, we then cannot leave the hotel. Even coaches, we got to say goodbye to our families, and we'll be in the hotel. And if we get food bought out in a week, they have a restaurant inside the hotel or two. But if we decide to order out, they got to drop the food off the front door, and we got to take it. They cannot get anywhere close to our guys, which is great. You know, we just got to protect our investment here and everything we work for to keep our guys safe. So whatever they want us to do, man, we're going to do it because we want to play. And so it's a lot of stuff, but tomorrow we're just going to take care of tickets, all the other stuff. So we step back on the court Wednesday. Our primary focus is on Lewis. You know, we always try to take a couple days with it being a late game, working on ourselves. Today and yesterday was working on USI, working on the kinks, getting the legs back, getting the mental right. I've never seen so many turnovers in a practice in my life. Oh, my God. And I had to tell myself, we haven't played in over a month. And I tracked, I'm a numbers guy, and we had a couple four-minute wars in practice today. We had about 15 turnovers. And that's going to change. We're going to fix that. It's just haven't played. You know, we got guys simply catching the basketball receiving a pass, going right through your hands. So, you know, that's a long time to be off, you know. So you think about being out of shape and now you're trying to play a physical game. It's hard. So we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we're going to scale back. So we'll have a couple more days. But, you know, with the guys we have that are out of shape, they do a great job of, you know, doing extras. So I wouldn't be shocked tomorrow if they come in and do some extra stuff. So we're going to do tomorrow with our day off. If guys want to come in, they got to text us so we can kind of monitor what they're doing because I don't want them to overdo it. And we're going to give those guys 20 minutes max on the court with a coach of a good workout, and we're going to leave it at that. So that's the plan.
Okay. Then as far as just some of the individuals, you know, the last game against Truman State, you know, Glenn was out. You know, Josh still had that shoulder, ailing shoulder that he got in that Rockers game. You know, waiting for Kashawn to get back out on the floor and everything else. So from a health standpoint, you know, Tyler's ankle, you know, Mateo's had hamstring stuff going on. I mean, overall, just the physical report on this.
So I think, you know, in my opinion, I think that the time off did us a lot of good. You know, Josh was set up to get a cortisone shot in his shoulder and went to the doc, and he said it kind of gotten better with time. That was, what, 15, 20 days,
yeah.
Maybe more. Glenn ended up getting a cortisone shot in his back, and today was his second day back of moving around, so he looked great today. Tyler Martin had a high ankle sprain and haven't practiced in over a month and a half or two, and he looked great today. Mateo got a cortisone shot. His shoulder is starting to bother him again, but he got a cortisone shot on Friday of last week, so he's back and going. Tyler Henry's ankle is still going to be a problem. It's just something he's got to be able to deal with and sustain and fight through until the season. So rather than that, man, at this point in the season, everybody's got injuries. You know, the thing is the prevention and trying to make sure that tomorrow's off. You know, while you're off tomorrow, you got to get in that training room and see Laura Heline and get some treatment. You know, you don't want to sit on your butt all day and not get any treatment. So I think we're in a good place, you know, and we have enough healthy bodies now to be able to run guys in and out. You know, we got to do a great job once the game starts of monitoring minutes, especially with those guys who haven't been around in a while. Haven't played in a while, who's out during quarantine, to make sure we don't just run them in the dirt day one.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Lewis, the opponent on Saturday night. This is Dan Girardi on basketball. We're live at Girardi's. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.7 FM. Direct.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not just a home or a car, it's a 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys making noise.
At Taroni,
ain't nothing but a pizza party.
At Taroni,
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Taroni's.
All right, welcome back to this edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball. We're live here at Taroni's tonight with you until 8 o'clock. Eagles getting set to take on Lewis on Saturday night at 8:30. So as far as tickets now, again, 25% capacity at the Ford Center. So do each of the schools get kind of the same allotment of tickets, or they just all bought at the Ford Center?
So what happens, each institution gets 150 tickets. Let's just say Lewis, for example. I know they use their, if they don't use their tickets, they go back into the general public population at the Ford Center. So each team gets 150. And what John Mark did was he allotted each student athlete and coaches four tickets. And then I don't know what's going to happen with the rest, but 150 tickets each institution.
Okay. All right. So Lewis, the team that, they were the fifth seed in the tournament last week. They went on the road. They beat McKendree on Tuesday. Then the Final Four was in St. Louis, and they beat the Tritons on Saturday, and then beat Drury yesterday in the championship. A team that USI played once this year up in Romeoville, the middle part of January, won the ball game in the second half. Certainly, Jelani had a big night that night, as did a lot of his teammates. But a familiar opponent, Scott Trost in Lewis. He's been there quite a while. As the draw came out, good, bad, or indifferent that you're playing somebody you're pretty familiar with as opposed to somebody from the GLIAC?
It makes it easy to prepare. You know, we feel like we know Lewis like the back of our hand, especially with Spruance. He coached Lewis for 8 years. So we were watching the game today, and every time they came down the court, oh, that's five. Oh, that's double back. He has their play calls. So now we got to go back and look at the counters and what they're doing on top of everything else. But it makes it easier to prepare for in game one. And again, like I said, we're happy with our draw. Not to downplay what Lewis has done, because they've done something special. And I was texting with Scott Trost before the conference tournament. He's a really great friend of mine, and I wish him well. And he always, we're not very good. I said, oh, we'll talk in a couple of weeks. So after he won a couple of nights ago, I texted him his exact words. I said, this is what you said. But if you look at Lewis over the years, Dan, they always hit a brick wall about mid-season and lose about four or five games in a row, or five or six or whatever. And they always, down the stretch, find a way to make it to the tournament. I think this is their second GOVC championship, and I think it's his eighth or ninth berth to the tournament. He's a great coach and does a great job. And, you know, he don't have all the athletes everybody else has, but he always has smart kids. And they pour their heart and soul into everything he's instilling in those guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, 2 years ago they hosted it. So, I mean, he's had some really, really good teams up there. And look forward to a really good game coming up on Saturday nights. So, you know, then you look at, the other game on Saturday at 6 o'clock. I mean, you got a couple of GLIAC teams in Wayne State taking on Ashland. And again, Ashland on the outside looking in and won the conference tournament. So just the overall field itself, you know, Truman and Wayne State, you know, number one seeds in their conference, lose to an ace seed. But you feel that everybody, all six teams, I mean, anybody can win it because that's why they're in the NCAA tournament. But overall, just kind of your thoughts on the 16 field. And then, you know, this year, I mean, the NCAA going from 64 to 48, the Division I tournament is going to stay the same, but the Division II, so I would think that automatic bid or that at-large bid meant even more this year than it would in the past when you've got 64 teams.
Yeah, if we was a three last year, we would have felt great going into the weekend, but a three would only, with those guys only taking six teams, you start getting worried when scores start to pop up. But, you know, looking at the field, you know, like you said a second ago, it's wide open. You know, you have some good teams in there, but I don't think there's one team that just physically that can take over basketball. Now, Truman State had a really special season this year, but I felt like watching those guys play over the past few games, they're vulnerable to loss. And sometimes losing before the tournament is good, you know. Coach Hurtis and I was talking about the conference tournament when I was bummed out we didn't make it. He said, you don't win championships in the conference. You want to win the national championship. And over the years, most teams who win that conference championship does not advance. So he gave me some great advice, and I appreciate him for that. But I wanted to play. You know, I just wanted to get our guys back on the court. But we're excited, man, and ready to go. But this field is wide open, man. And I think I love our chances with it being at home. We have our people back in the seats, so that's good for 10 points. And we need those 10. We need those 10, man. So make sure you guys back there are loud as you can possibly be, because I get technical fouls and I'm a little too loud. But, yeah, so we're excited to play in front of our home crowd.
I have one other question that I think we're going to open up to the crowd here tonight for any questions you have for Coach Girard. But, you know, when, again, you said, you know, it's going to take a minimum of 11 games to play, and you look at this field, and like in the East region, there's a team that got in with, has a record of 4-4.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's another
team. We should play in the East.
Yeah. And there's another team that's like 5-2 got in the East. And then that Point Loma team that we played a couple years ago, they played like 10 games or 8-2 in their end.
Yeah, that was shocking to see last night. Our guys were all over that last night. And I was told that 11 games gets you in the conference and in the national. And I got to go back and look at their league. I would think that their season was cut. They just stopped playing games to make it. But that's not enough to get you in my eyes. And 4-2, 5-3, wow. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, there's some teams, yeah, like Umsol and Grand Valley State probably looking at that thinking, okay, you know, we win 13, 14 games. We might have lost 6 or 7, but we play 20. This team plays 8, and they're in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem logical, but, you know.
I wish they would do it like Division I's and just send everybody everywhere instead of, like, conferences together. I feel like if they did that, those teams probably wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make it because you now have Grand Valleys and the Finleys who didn't make it. You have those guys in there. But those guys are fortunate, and they better take advantage of it. So hopefully we see one of those 4-3 teams in the national championship.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Anybody's got thoughts or questions for Coach Girard, we'll do that in our next segment. This is Stan Girard on Basketball live at Tironi's here at ESPN 97.7 FM. The Refs.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Martin Woodruff at Evansville help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Martin handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else, and more money too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Mark's Mattress Outlet has been your local mattress and adjustable base leader for over 15 years. Mark's offers top name brands like C&S and Serta for up to 80% off other store sale prices. Mark's prices are so low we had to promise not to advertise the brand names. Stop in today while selection is best during our Mark's Madness sales event. Bring your truck and trailer and take home your new mattress today. Go to marksmattress.com today for a location near you.
New Sleep Natural luxury brand mattresses are only at Mark's Mattress Outlet. Sleep Natural specializes in temperature neutral and cooling foam technology. With the highest quality at the lowest price in town, check out our full-featured adjustable bases with our soothing massage feature and zero gravity. For the best sleep of your life, go to a Mark's location near you. Click on marksmattress.com for locations. That's marksmattress.com.
Mark's Mattress Outlet.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys make a noise.
At Taroni's.
Ain't nothing but a pizza party.
At Taroni's.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
All right, welcome back. San Gerardo basketball here on this Monday night, getting set for the NCAA tournament. And if you'll recall, the Eagles are the defending champions of this regional. They won it a couple of years ago up at Lewis, and so obviously last year's games got canceled the night they were going to start, and the Indianapolis Greyhounds would have hosted it last year. But so the Eagles, the last time the Midwest regional game took place, they beat Bellarmine for the championship, and hopefully they're going to repeat that the next week or so. But, again, glad to see everybody's going to be able to be at the game on Saturday. Before we go on, I want to thank and recognize a couple of the folks that are here tonight that make this show all possible. A couple of our sponsors, Martin Woodruff from State Farm Insurance is here. And thank you. And then Dan Fulton from Fulton Interior Systems. We go in, I know Stan and I over the course, and we were limited to do that this summer, obviously with the lockdown and everything else, but I know that when we went in to see both Dan and Martin, it's like, well, we're here to get the sponsors for USI basketball. Where do we sign? Not like, how much is it? Whatever. It's like, no, we're all in. So we appreciate those guys being a part of USI basketball, not only the coaches show, but also the games. Anybody got any questions for Stan?
I thought they told us that you had to play 11 games before you could get into the tournament.
So
how do these teams that are 4-4 and 5-3 get in?
I'm going to repeat your question to listeners. So we had a question about the 11 games to get in. There was a couple of teams, I think, out in the New York area that got in at 4-4 or 4-3. I was just telling Dan, I haven't had a chance to go back and look at their schedule. I think 11 games we said they had scheduled.
Yes.
One team had 4 games postponed. So I think their season was – I know we had 22 games in our regular season. I think their season was condensed to 11 games, and then they had 4 postponed. So I think that's what the reason is. But I haven't had a chance. I'll tell you what, our guys were looking at that as well last night, and it kind of blew me away. And I was just telling Dan during the break, if we made the field the way they do at Division One, those guys probably – well, no, not probably. They would have never made it. So, but I'll go back and look at it. But I would guarantee you they season, their schedule was condensed down to 11, 12 games and a couple games postponed.
All right. Anybody else? Question for Coach, his team, tournament? Oh, come on, Kenny.
Kenny's never that quiet, is he?
All right. Well, all right.
Wait.
I think you should bring the megaphones, and if they say no, you just toss them out. But we need noise. We need noise. Yeah, we haven't had noise all year, so we need some noise. Okay. Okay. I'll shoot her. She may not know. We have our NCAA phone call conference, rather, on Wednesday to get more details on everything. So she may not know right away, but check with her.
A bunch of us are getting together at the fat station.
Okay, I heard about that. I tell you what, I wish I could come before the game, but if you guys are there after the game, after we win, we'll come down there and say hello after the game, if you guys are still around. But I'm sure with that being the late game, you guys will be probably heading home.
You think? No.
Yeah. What time are you guys getting together to the backstage? 4 o'clock. I'll tell you what, I'll promise you. If you remind me. No. We missed the pregame chalk talk. What I'll do, I promise you, if you shoot me a text, you have my number. I think you do. If not, get it. Remind me on Friday, okay? I will send an assistant coach over there. And it's gonna be the assistant coach who has maybe the scout on the other side. So he has nothing going on. I may send a guy over there if we can come out of the bubble and do a pregame chalk talk, because I know we always get those before the game. So shoot me a text to remind me, and I'll see if I can get that done for us, okay? That'd be great. The guys who are, I think the guys, the coaches who are in the 90-day, because we just came out, so we have a 90-day, 90-day window here to do things. So we'll double-check. If we can come out, we will certainly do that. No, trust me, we're not going to do that. It'll be one of our guys, one of our coaches. We had another coach, with COVID. So if he's in his 90-day window, I won't send the other two guys. So I'll see if I can get that done for you. All right, just don't let him drink any adult beverages, okay?
Okay, any other questions or comments for Coach?
Who's in that first round? Wayne State and
Ashland.
And I think they just played each other, about a week and a half ago, maybe?
I don't know.
I think it was. They just played each other. Just like they're in the same league, so they just played each other. So it'll be an easy transition for those guys as well in terms of preparation.
So how good is the GLIAC this year?
I think it's a pretty good league up top. You know, I think once you start getting down to the middle of the pack, let's just say I feel like Wayne State, for example, they won their league. I feel like Wayne State would finish. Now, I shouldn't say this. I think they'd finish about fourth or fifth in our league, you know. But it's a good league, competitive, a lot of great coaches. But I don't know if it's as good as the GLVC. You know, over the years, the GLVC, I think I did the numbers a couple of years ago. I think 17 of the past 21 years, this was maybe 5 years ago, we had a team from the GLVC either in the Final Four or the National Championship game. Wow. So this league is awesome. This league is awesome.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. I guess they're all ready to go.
They're ready to play some basketball, Dan.
We take a look at just kind of, again, getting ready to play on Saturday and this team. So what are your concerns other than, you know, when we last watched this team play, you know, Mateo was 36, 37 minutes. Josh was probably in the low 30s. Some of these other guys were getting quite a few minutes, and you were concerned about that coming down the stretch of getting those guys extra rest. Now, you said these last 3 weeks have helped. So on Saturday, you know, Mateo and Josh probably don't want to come out of a basketball game.
They never do.
But how do you kind of balance them so they're fresh at the end of this game, and will you have any kind of limit on these guys and how much they can play?
I don't know if I'm going to put a limit on them. It's survive in advance. You know, we got to put all hands on deck. You know, we just got to think about the flow of the game and see where we are. My goal, I say it every game, is to get them out around the media timeout and try and rest them. Josh, in Josh's case, we have, 20 fouls at the five spot? We have Josh, Dancy, Kayshawn, and Keegan O'Neal. So we have a lot of guys that can play those minutes. The thing is, who's going to step up and be worthy of those minutes, you know? And we're going to try to move Josh to that four spot so we can play some jumbo basketball. But I worry about him moving his feet. But I think the biggest concern with me is legs, you know? Think about our Truman State game, the layup that Mateo missed. He don't miss those. But when I look back at the minutes, there's a reason why, because he played too many minutes. So our other guys have got to step up, you know, so we can rest these guys. I always feel like when I take those guys out, sometimes that lead either dwindles or I just panic and I want those guys in. I feel much better when they're in, but I also got to trust the other guys that don't play as much.
Well, and that was the thing, too, I think Coach Spruance talked about last week, the fact that when you guys were down to about six or seven players in practice, some of those guys that, you know, don't get a whole lot of minutes, they were on the court
with those guys that do play an awful lot. And so you just don't know behind the scenes if that's going to be something that will certainly help this team this weekend, the fact that they were able to spend so much time together with some of the leaders on this team, and if they are called upon on Saturday, Sunday, or Tuesday to give the team a couple of quality minutes, you're hoping that that time they spent with them on the court that they normally wouldn't have will benefit this team.
It builds trust. You know, you think you take a guy like, I know I talked about Tyler Martin a bit, you know, he's been used to playing on that second group, and his confidence is pretty high right now because a couple of guys who's guarding him has been in quarantine. So I think he knows that. So he's been moving and he's been getting past them. And we moved him in the top eight today, and he looked really good. You know, you put a guy like Tyler or Keegan out there with veteran guys, they may be able to shine a little bit. So that's the plan. We're going to try to utilize that on Saturday and throughout the tournament because we're going to play a lot of back-to-back games here or day in between. And we got to be able to get some other guys going. I feel like when we had guys in quarantine, guys like Elijah, Keegan, and those guys, they got better. They got better. And I tip my hat off to those guys for coming in and working every day.
Yeah, I didn't have time today to look at the roster for Lewis as far as any of these guys that were on the team a couple of years ago. But, you know, when you get to the tournament in any sport or postseason, I mean, experience certainly plays an awful lot. And obviously Coach Trost as a coach has a tournament experience. You have it. So, you know, guys like Mateo and Josh and Dancy and Chance that you talked about earlier that were part of that team a couple of years ago, that certainly goes a long way. And I don't know, again, the personnel for Lewis, how many of those guys were part of that Lewis team a few years ago.
There's a running joke in college basketball. It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmy and Joes. And I think we got a couple of Jimmy Joes that's been around the block a little bit in Mateo and Josh and those guys. And, you know, looking at those guys on the other side, they don't have many that had the experience that we have on the court. So our Jimmy and Joes got to be some Jimmy and Joes this weekend.
All right. Coming back, I think the last time you coached at the Ford Center was that All-Star game on that Friday night. You were a part of it a few years ago. And obviously, as a coach, I mean, this is why you get in the profession, to be in the NCAA tournament, to coach and hopefully lead a team to a championship. And let's say, what, after everything that you've been through, I
think we deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we deserve it, you know, but you got to work for it. Nothing's easy. Everything is earned. And we've been through a lot, but you know what? So is Lewis. So is Ashland. So is the other teams in the Wayne State and Truman. So you think about what Truman went through when they played Indy. A couple hours before the game, it was announced that their head coach was out. He couldn't coach the game. He had some family issues he dealt with, and the assistant coach is at the coach. You think about the mindset of those kids, you know, going into the game, that their head coach is not going to coach the basketball game. And I think that was a huge difference in that basketball game. And not to take anything away from Indy, but I think when you have your head coach out there and you're doing things, it just feels different. You know what I mean? When he's not around, because he's been the guy that's been leading the charge all year, and not to have him, I think it took a tremendous toll on those guys, especially from a mental standpoint.
Well, I could, from the last time we were here to tonight, I mean, this has been a team that you know, let's just talk a little bit about recruiting for a second. You've added to your staff or your squad for next year. Young man from right up the road at Castle. I don't know if you can talk to these guys yet, if the national letters of intent are in, but you guys have not shied away from that, and you've spent an awful lot of time recruiting, and so you've got some pretty good high school players right now that are going to be a part of this team next year.
Oh, I had to do something while I was down, Dan. I had to earn my keep around here. And I can't mention names, but the young man who we have committed, really excited about. I think all three of these guys are going to be stars in a couple years, and we spent a great deal of time via text messages over the break, and it was a couple of days when I filled up to it to FaceTime a couple guys, and it's just been one of those things where you have to be creative. I made a mistake the other day, excuse me, driving up to Indy and watching a young man play, and my wife was not happy because I should have took another day at home because I wasn't feeling well, but I felt like I had to be out because I wasn't doing enough, and this was the first time in Indiana that we can see kids play. And I won't mention the school or where I went, but they said 25% capacity. And I walked into the arena, and there was at least 2,000, 3,000 people in the gym. And I was disappointed because we play with people's lives here, you know what I mean? And they just any and everybody came in, and I was, as I was standing there, I told a guy, if I didn't already have COVID, I would have left. Shortly after I said that, a coach drove up. He had drove from Chicago, just walked in the door, looked around, and he said, man, I'm afraid because, you know, too many people here. I said, take a picture, send it to your boss, send it to picture to his boss. His boss was like, get out of here right now. And the kid left and drove back to Chicago. So he drove 3 hours there and 3 hours back for 2 minutes in the gym and walked out. But it was disappointing to see, you know, but that's how they do things where I was at. And hopefully everybody will be okay coming out after coming out of the gym.
So it's just as far as, you know, we're all obviously getting excited for this weekend, but, you know, looking ahead to next year and this senior group, have you had that conversation with those guys, or will that come after the season, I would assume, as to the seniors on this year's group that want to come back and play based on having last
year?
Well,
you have to have that talk as you start your recruiting. You know what I mean? You can't bring in too many guys, and I think I mentioned this last time. Clayton wants back. And Mateo wants back. Josh is a wild card. He don't know. Josh is a little older. He's 25 years old, and he wants to start his life, you know. So I did sit down with Josh last week because he'll be a great, you know, I knew the other two guys were coming back, but I just felt like if we bring Josh back with Jacob Polakovic, we're going to be pretty good. And we should be pretty good anyway, but Josh just takes us to a different level. And excuse me one sec. We talked to Josh about possibly coming back and earning a master's degree because he's set to graduate this summer. And that's something he's thinking about. But shortly after that conversation, I get a call from an agent. And I haven't sat down with Josh yet because I told the agent I want to respect what Josh is doing. And we're not going to talk about pro until after. But the money they mentioned that he could make, he'd be a fool to come back if he can go and make the money he wants to make. So it's just one of those things you got to wait and see. And I'm going to, when the season's over, Josh and I, with his mom, we'll sit down and talk about best options. I think, in my opinion, this is not a selfish decision. I think it'd be great for Josh to come back and earn his master's degree because at some point the basketball is going to stop bouncing. And that's my pitch to recruit him back. And that's going to be my pitch to his mom as well because she understands how important a degree is, let alone a master's degree.
Okay, well, that would be something obviously we'll keep close tabs on as we enter the end of this regular season and the postseason as well. All right, we'll take our final break, come back with some final thoughts to get set for the NCAA tournament on Saturday, USI and Lewis. We're live at Taroni's. This is Stan Girard on basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not just a home or a car, it's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto.
Street boys making noise
at Taroni's.
Ain't nothing but a pizza party
at Taroni's.
And the Main Street boys are calling.
Make fresh right here the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Vinny and the Main Street boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Taroni's.
Mark's
Mattress Outlet has been your local mattress and adjustable base leader for over 15 years. Marks offers top name brands like C&S and Serta for up to 80% off other store sale prices. Marks prices are so low we had to promise not to advertise the brand names. Stop in today while selection is best during our Marks Madness sales event. Bring your truck and trailer and take home your new mattress today. Go to MarksMattress.com today for a location near you.
New Sleep Natural luxury brand mattresses are only at Marks Mattress Outlet. Sleep Natural specializes in temperature neutral and cooling foam technology. With the highest quality at the lowest price in town, check out our full featured adjustable bases with our soothing massage feature and zero gravity. For the best sleep of your life, go to a Marks location near you. Click on MarksMattress.com for locations. That's MarksMattress.com.
Marks Mattress Outlet.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, San Gerardo basketball. And, again, Saturday, 8:30, tip-off, USI and Lewis, quarterfinal game of the Midwest Regional. 150 tickets, so any idea if any are left? I can't imagine there would be.
Well, not the 150 that we have, because you talk about our athletes.
The administration, and I know on our 150 we don't have any left. But there'll be more, because once teams turn their ticket request in on Wednesday, those tickets become available to the public. Now, I feel like, this thing is driving me crazy. I feel like the teams that are coming from further away are going to have some tickets, probably better seats than the ones that have been on sale on Ticketmaster. So it's just one of those things, you got to keep your eyes and ears on it and see what happens.
Okay. Our plan is to be back here next Monday.
We'll be here Monday, Dan.
Talking about getting ready for the Midwest Regional Championship game. So I appreciate everybody coming tonight. Great crowd, and look forward to seeing you all at the Ford Center on Saturday, Sunday, and back here next Monday night at Tironi's for San Gerardo basketball. Appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, everybody.
All right. This has been San Gerardo basketball on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
You've been listening to Stan Gerard on basketball here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref. Tonight's show has been brought to